From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Jury selection wrapped up today in the hush money trial of Donald Trump. 6 alternates selected, 12 jurors seated and ready to go. Opening arguments expected to begin now Monday. Prosecutors are also accusing Trump of violating the limited gag order set by the judge. ABC's Catherine Falders has more.
The judge set a hearing on this for next week, but in terms of what's at stake, look, if he keeps violating it, you will probably see more contempt motions. You remember that the judge did have to expand that gag order to include the judge's own family after Trump was attacking the judge's family. So it seems that Trump is being slightly more careful with what he's said, at least so far. We know that his lawyers are telling him not to speak about the jurors, but we'll just have to see.
Outside the courthouse, police and first responders rushed to treat a man who set himself on fire in a nearby park. ABC's Aaron Couture Tursky is in Lower Manhattan with details.
Eyewitnesses say there did not appear to be any immediate political nature to this. The man didn't say anything or express any, you know, particular thought, whether it's the trial or something else.
Police say that the man is in critical condition and was carrying pamphlets about lots of different subjects. The NYPD says there is no public threat and that all indications are that he acted alone. House lawmakers will work through this weekend, taking up votes on 4 separate foreign and domestic aid bills, including support for Israel and Ukraine. U.S. officials say it appears Israel fired 3 missiles at Iran's radar defense systems overnight in response to Iran's attack last weekend. The U.S. and G7 ministers are calling for de-escalation in the region. Less than a month after a cargo ship slammed into a support pylon of Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge, causing it to collapse, cleanup and recovery efforts continue around the clock. You're listening to ABC News. Tomorrow is 420, a day of appreciation for marijuana lovers. And since it falls on Saturday this year, THC enthusiasts may even be more tempted to partake.
The cannabis industry has more to celebrate in some parts of the country than others. States that were early adopters of legalization, like Colorado and Washington, are seeing declining sales as more states climb on board. New Mexico, for example, has just surpassed $1 billion in sales 2 years after it legalized recreational marijuana.
ABC's Jim Ryan. Tomorrow marks 25 years since a mass shooting at Columbine High School in Colorado. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre on the somber anniversary.
We continue to pray for the families and victims of the Columbine shooting, as well as communities across the country that are being torn apart by gun violence.
12 students and a teacher were killed in the Columbine massacre. Since then, school shootings have taken 415 lives in the U.S. Giant pandas coming to the city by the bay.
San Francisco Mayor London Breed could hardly contain her excitement at a news conference in Beijing.
San Francisco is absolutely thrilled to be welcoming giant pandas to the San Francisco Zoo.
A memo of understanding on panda conservation, the first step on panda procurement, was signed on Friday. The pandas are expected to arrive next year.
ABC's Sherry Preston. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.